We've got a couple of guests in this time. Who have we got? Who have we brought in?
All right, this time round we've got Libby Riches and Peter Mawini.
No problem.
And you're here for, I think there's two events we talked about. There's the Winter Wild 2017 and the Apollo Bay Riders Festival. So now, who should we start with? Libby, why don't we start with you?
I have the microphone, so might as well start talking.
Let's start with you.
Well, what would you like to know?
Firstly, I suppose we'd like to know a little bit about you, Libby. I mean, like we want to find out a little bit about your background, mm-hmm. And how you got involved. I suppose, as far as this goes, there's a Riders Festival, I'm assuming, is what you're involved in?
I'm involved in Winter Wild and the Riders Festival.
Both of them, okay. So I suppose what we want to know here in our Sunday Arts is how you got involved in the arts and your love for the arts.
Oh, well, that's an interesting question. I don't have much of an arts background besides a strong humanities education. I'm an archaeologist by trade, and I'm a professional greenie down in Apollo Bay. I run the Landcare Network down there. But my father's a fine art photographer, and we always, we lived in a household full of art, music, literature, and all of those things. So it's just an interest for me. But I also have a deep interest in the community that I live in and a desire to bring to the community the kinds of things that to be honest, I would like to have there and would not like to have to travel to Melbourne or a city to see an experience.
Right. Sure. Now, Peter, it's a bookends here, like the actual festival and then the Riders Festival as well. But you were the first kid on the block down there. The Riders Festival had been going for a while.
Yeah, well, the Riders Festival, technically, it just started last year, but it was
built on... Oh, it was only last year, right.
Yeah, but it was built on Warm Winter Words, which is an event that's been running in Apollo Bay for over 20 years now.
Yep.
So it does have a long history, but it was last year was the first time we created the Riders Festival on top of that.
Right. Now, what's your background? Are you a writer yourself or...?
I'm a student. I've got a degree in professional and creative writing, and I'm still studying. I'm doing my honours at the moment, hoping to go on to do a PhD. I also have a diploma in visual art that I took many years ago.
Right. And have you done anything in the visual arts?
Not since I finished the diploma, no. I continue to make stuff because I can't help myself, but I didn't do anything about exhibiting.
Right. And what about your writing? You're like, where do you want to see it lead you? Is it just a love of writing?
It's a love of writing, but ever since I was a teenager, I've always read science fiction.
Science fiction. Brendan loves science fiction.
Excellent.
Among other things.
Yeah, likewise, among other things. But science fiction is probably my favourite. And it's just by a funny twist of fate, it's led well into my studies at the moment as well anyway. So it's working out quite well for me.
Right. Now, Libby, you were saying that it's really important that you want this festival to be local because, instead of having to come into Melbourne all the time.
Yeah.
But here you are, here in Melbourne.
Yes.
Wanting us to go to your festival.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, there is a background to why this festival is being run. Christmas 2015, there were fires down at Wye River.
Terrible.
And the economic impact on the Great Ocean Road was massive. So we had, between the fires and subsequent landslips, many months of road closures. So the economy really crashed in those towns along the Great Ocean Road. And Regional Development Victoria stepped in with some money to basically put on an event that would promote winter tourism in the region in particular. So while we're always really interested in exposing people in Apollo Bay to stuff that they wouldn't normally see, there is definitely an element of the festival which is about promoting a region that is probably not normally considered a winter destination, but that most of us who live down there would probably consider to be at its most beautiful and wild and dramatic at that time of year.
Well, I agree. And as an artist, it's a great opportunity to go and experience what the sea does and photography as well.
Absolutely. It is a great time because, particularly if you're a photographer, the contrast in summer in both the rainforest and on the beach is incredibly difficult. It is a great time to take images. It's just spectacular, honestly, at this time of year. So we're really keen to to show it off. It's also quite quiet, which is
easy
nice.
To get down there because in summer it's crazy.
It
stuff.
Is absolutely crazy busy. There
must be hard living there in summer.
Well, we just don't go down the main street. We have a little circuit around the back streets, you know, housework, supermarket, and that's kind of it. So.
Yeah. Now, what can people expect from this exhibition? Well, this whole event. It's called Winter Wild 2017. What's that about? As being winter and wild weather.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a mixed arts festival. We have a number of open studios, all local artists over the weekend, all painters, I think, at the moment. And then we have a gallery that is a curated exhibition as well. So visual arts, we have an outdoor performance called The Dog Watch at 6 o'clock in the evening. And it's a fire that's actually lit in an incredible brazier built in the shape of a shipwreck that a local fabricator up in the deep forests of the Otways built and dragged down the mountain. It is absolutely gorgeous. We light a fire in that, and then we have free performance around that. And they're mostly artists who are on our ticketed program in the evening. And then we move into the Mechanics Institute. It's 4 hours of program, basically. I think we've got 5 artists on the program this Saturday. Mostly spoken word and cabaret because of the theme, which is air, so voice and expression, and also because we're in conjunction with the Writers Festival and we want to support and back up their programming as well. So those are our main events, and then there's a few little satellite things in small businesses around the town. Really good to just come and explore, walk the main street, find what you can.
Yep.
Can you tell us more about is it 4 different elements that you go through?
Yeah, that's right.
So what are the other 3 then?
We started with water. Mm-hmm. We have a bit of a narrative story behind it. So water as the origin of life. It's also how people arrived in Apollo Bay. Remembering Apollo Bay is so remote that honestly most of our supplies were still coming in by ship in the 1970s.
The interesting thing here, all 3 of us in the studio with you, aren't from Victoria.
Yeah.
So, you know, like to us, it's I've hardly been down that part of the world.
Yeah, right.
Brendan, have you? Well, I've been once and it was in winter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Neil? And I have driven through Apollo Bay. I don't stay in Apollo. I've never actually sort of stopped too often there. It's usually on the way to Lorne or somewhere else.
Well, that's right. We are actually quite remote, right? And people forget that.
And so is that how people got there, was by boat?
For boat for a long time. I mean, there were roads, but they were knee-deep in mud.
Right.
It was really difficult. You know, there wasn't even a regular police force down there until quite recently. Okay. So it's a bit of a frontier town. So we start with water as origin and arrival. We then move on to earth, which is growth. That was last festival. Air is about culture and expression. We have a very vibrant arts community, visual and written arts in Apollo Bay. We're pretty vocal, we're pretty expressive, we like to speak our mind, so that's what air is about. And then finally we close with fire, which is, you know, just immolation and rebirth and all of those great things and start the cycle again.
Right.
So that's our narrative story across the 4 weekends of the festival.
Right. Peter, tell us a bit about the Writers' Festival.
Our theme this year is social justice, which we're promoting with the phrase "Use Your Words." We've got a great lineup with people like Clementine Ford, Michael Learnig, Arnold Zabel, Alice Pung, Charlie Ward. I can keep going. Desh Balasubramanian, who is the CEO and artistic director of Ondru, which is a visual arts organisation in Melbourne that give voice to people who otherwise wouldn't be able to get themselves out there. It's mostly refugees.
Right. Oh, wow. And what are they doing? Is are they reading, you know, like from their own works? Is that
We've got a variety of events planned for the weekend. So it begins on Friday night with the locals debate, which is 2 teams of locals debating the issue "There is no justice anymore."
Right.
Then on Saturday we have a keynote address by Clementine Ford.
Can I just go back to that? There is no justice anymore. What does that mean?
Well, that's for our teams to discuss, really.
Okay. Right, okay.
I don't want to give the game away yet.
Right, okay.
You'll have to come to the locals debate to find out. yes, and then a keynote address by Clementine Ford on Saturday, followed by Michael Learnig in conversation with Desh Balasubramanian. So that'll just be Michael and Desh having a bit of a chat about Michael's life and work, which I'm pretty excited about, and a lot of us are very excited about seeing that. Saturday evening, we've got a Q&A-style discussion with five panellists, and along with Neil Melville, Australian actor, who will be hosting, emceeing the event. And so that includes Clementine Ford, Arnold Zabel, Charlie Ward, a historian from Darwin, who's recently written a book about the Wavehill Walk-Off. Who have I forgotten?
Alice Pung.
And Desh. Then on Sunday morning, we've got a Refugee Voices event, which is two books about refugees by refugees. So those authors will be talking about those works. Then Sunday afternoon is our traditional Warm Winter Words program. So this is its 24th year, and that's where writers come and talk about their own work, often give readings from their works. So that one's Clementine Ford, Dr. Susan Carland, and Charlie Ward again. And then Sunday evening we have our spoken word open mic, which is we've tried to make as accessible as possible. We just want people to come and talk, give us some, read some work of their own to us.
Okay.
So is there sort of an overarching, you know, complete attachment to Apollo Bay as an area, you know, referencing the works, or the works referencing the area, or is it more of a general discussion about, you know, certain issues?
It's a bit of both. It's a bit of both. So the locals debate will tend to focus more on local issues.
Where do the refugees from? Are they from down in that part of the world, or are they Melbourne people?
One lives Melbourne and Geelong.
Right, okay.
And then there's a friend of one of the refugees, sponsor.
Right.
Who is an Apollo Bay person.
Okay.
Right. So we do get a bit of overlap, you know. We're trying to mix. We try to, you know, connect with the wider literary scene, and as well as building our own scene.
Well, you were saying there was somebody from Darwin as well.
Yes, Charlie Ward, the historian who's written the book about the Gurindji struggle after the Wavehill Walk-Off.
Right. Okay. So it sounds so wonderful. It's jam-packed, you know, like, yeah. It's, you know, between the two of you, you know, it's going to be an extremely busy weekend. How do you hold it all together, you know, like, because there must be people going in all directions for an event like this.
Yes, there are people going in all directions. We Apollo Bay has a very strong volunteer community. The town runs on volunteer effort. There's a lot of people who put in a lot of time.
Wonderful.
And we couldn't do it without those volunteers.
Yeah, and that's why it's really important that you get the support from people from Melbourne and other areas, outlying areas, because, you know, like, as you said, you know, like, you've been through a tough time because of the bushfire, and you know, like, and it's a beautiful part of the world as well.
It is a very beautiful part of the world. We never get sick of it. The longer we stay there, the more we love it, and I think most people feel the same way.
Yeah.
Do you think something's changed in the last sort of 5 to 10 years, you know, things like Dark Mofo just going huge? You know, is there something changing within the audience sphere of what they're willing to either travel for or sign up for or experience or put themselves into?
My feeling is that... you know, I think I can make a very general term. I think times are pretty tough at the moment. There's a lot of pressure on people from various angles, and at times like that, art becomes so much more important. People need to express themselves and feel a sense of connection with each other. And so that's why things like Dark Mofo and Winter Wild and Writers' Festivals, there are Writers' Festivals springing up all over the place. Story is very important right now, story and identity.
Mm. And something like this also, I'm assuming what you want to do is try and bring the community of Apollo Bay together a little bit. So are you finding that's happening with this project? You know, like, are a lot of locals getting involved in what's going on?
The response from the locals has been fantastic. There was a initial hesitation, I think, as people were sort of like didn't really know what was going on and wasn't sure how it was going to play out. But certainly as we got closer to the first weekend, the water weekend, and as it's gone on from then, more and more people have been coming to us saying, hey, I can do this. Mm. And we're like, yes, that's great. Please do that.
But that's the same with any festival. And I know, you know, like here, and because when you first look at it, you know, the programming and whatever, it's a bit daunting, isn't it? It's not until you actually get a little bit involved that you all of a sudden realise that, what am I missing out on? I better do something about it. Would you say that, Libby?
Yeah, I think that's definitely been happening. It's always hard to sell something that people haven't seen yet. So they don't know what it's going to look like. They don't really know how it works. And, you know, and we're new festivals as well too. So we're feeling our way and are quite reliant on that conversation. You know, we're also, I would say, pushing a few buttons in the community, which has been interesting. We had a Japanese butoh dancer on the street for the Earth Weekend, and that caused a slight degree of consternation among some people, not quite understanding what was happening. But it's really great because people are suddenly having those conversations. You know, what is this? Is it art? Should I appreciate it? Should I be irritated by it? Is it frightening children? Is it scaring off tourists? And all of a sudden these conversations are happening across a quite small, it's only 1,200 people in Apollo Bay, so it's quite a small town. And it opens up all kinds of types of conversations that just weren't being had previously, which is really exciting from my perspective.
And important, really, for really an area important. To grow.
That's right, absolutely, yeah. So, and I think, you know, to return to your question about Dark Mofo, Pete and I actually just returned from there recently. We're actually married, so we're kind of running the festival as a, you know, we just have no break from these festivals at all. But we went to Dark Mofo. And it is so interesting what a exercise in placemaking that festival is, and how embedded it is in the physical spaces of that town, and how people move through it and experience it. And hearing people in Hobart talk about that festival is really fascinating and amazing.
Well, what has happened to that town since that gallery opened has just been astounding.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's something that I think that every part of Australia should be looking at now. Why haven't we all got somewhere, you know, Apollo Bay should, you know, like, but where do you get somebody with that sort of money and that sort of mind to pull all of it together?
Yeah.
And he's now got grand ideas with hotels and you know, and expecting the local government to support him, and so they should, because what it's done for Hobart is astounding.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We have no rich mad genius in Apollo Bay, unfortunately, but you know, we can keep working on that. So. Yeah.
Well, somebody needs to go to, because this wasn't gambling. That's where he made his money.
I think so. That's right. But I think you'd be looking, you'd be working pretty hard to get that kind of money out of the Apollo Bay pokies to set up a big festival. But you know, you never know.
Yeah. Well, it sounds wonderful what you're doing, and it is so important. With, as you were saying, after the bushfires and a remote. How far away are you from Melbourne?
We're 2.5 hours drive. People do tend to get a little flipped out by the fact that you've got to either drive through the rainforest or along the Great Ocean Road to get there. Yep. So for us, it's 2.5 hours. For a lot of people, it's probably closer to 3.
Yep.
But it's really the fact that you're just a bit of a way off the highway that puts us a bit more off the beaten track, really.
And accommodation, there's plenty of it.
Plenty of it. And if you go to the Winter Wild website, which is winterwild.com.au, under visitor info, there is a selection of offers for people coming down that weekend for either Writers Festival or Winter Wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty quiet this time of year. There won't be a problem. And we've had some great accommodation sponsorship and support from those businesses for both festivals.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And what's the website again?
Winterwild.com.au. I don't know the URL of the Apollo Bay Writers Festival.
Well, that's apollobaywritersfestival.com.
Amazing. Funnily enough, that's right.
Thank you, Libby and Peter, for coming in, and all the very best, and congratulations on all your hard work putting it together.
We can't wait to hear how it all goes as well.
Thank you very much.
We'll get an update from you both. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.